This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Small business owners in the U.S. are feeling kind of down right now. It's still hard to find workers, and inflation is still a thing. So there are more business owners who believe the economy is going to get worse in the next 6 months than owners who think it's going to get better. That is according to the advocacy group, the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. But despite all of that, some companies are finding workarounds. Ali Budner reports.
The responses to this month's small business survey read a bit like a broken record. When it comes to sales, inventory, hiring, credit conditions, small business owners are wary.
They don't find it particularly a good business condition. They don't expect it to improve for the most part.
Holly Wade leads the NFIB's research center.
And also they don't find it favorable for business expansion.
She says there are two main culprits.
It is still all about the tight labor market and inflation.
Nearly half of small businesses have at least one job opening they can't fill, according to NFIB's survey. And Wade says that's going to be a big hill to climb for companies that need to staff up for summer. But she says businesses are finding ways to adapt.
Limiting business hours is often one way that many small business owners are trying to navigate the staffing shortage.
Other small businesses are trying to attract workers by boosting benefits, offering flexibility, and of course, raising pay.
We have given hundreds of raises in the past 2 years.
Christina Sovereigns-Schwartzman runs the Sawgrass Recreation Park, an eco-adventure outfit in the Florida Everglades. They give boat tours to see Florida alligators and offer fishing and camping on their 17 acres of wetlands. She employs about 50 workers in peak summer.
So our payroll has gone up 220% since before COVID.
Still, Sovereigns-Schwartzman is optimistic. With people traveling again, her business is busier than ever. So she's investing in new boats, new docks, updated restrooms. She wants to add even more upgrades, but inflation.
I would estimate our hard costs have increased across the board, probably between 15 to 25%.
So she's had to raise prices. And that flexibility is key, says Glenn McDonald, an economics professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
We used to have a little better sense of how all these things work. So I think there's that extra element of uncertainty.
COVID, inflation, a labor shortage, the threat of recession. For small businesses, the last couple of years have added obstacles to an already tricky course. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.